There are concepts and words throughout time that tend to change into something they weren't originally. You see that in every language. And I'm convinced perhaps the word fool in our language has done that very thing. Over time, a fool has almost come to be viewed as someone to be celebrated. I think back, and I don't know where perhaps the change started, maybe back in the Middle Ages, where in every kingdom it seemed like the king had the court jester, right? And he was the one who was to help raise the king's spirits, do something foolish, you know, bring the fool, I'm feeling down today, and we'll laugh at the fool. We see it in our society very, very prevalently. There are actors who have made a career and a lot of money being fools, and we laugh at them, right? Some are very, very funny at what they do, and that's okay, a certain measure of that. But perhaps we've done a disservice in maybe exalting the fool in our culture. You go back to Bible times, and the fool was no one to laugh at, biblically speaking. In the book of Proverbs, there are three Hebrew words that are translated as fool, and I won't go into that this morning. I couldn't pronounce them if I wanted to anyway, but one of the words refers to someone who's dull or obstinate. That's kind of the root concept of a fool, a dull or obstinate person. And it's not, by the way, a measure of mental deficiency at all. Some of the smartest people we know can be very, very foolish. In this particular word in the Bible is not speaking of mental deficiency, but to a propensity to make wrong choices. Another Hebrew word refers to moral insolence. You know, almost a hardened desire to do something evil. Then the final Hebrew word in the Proverbs, translated as a fool, speaks of the boorish person, of mean disposition. Now, there's not a one of those definitions there that sound like you're speaking of someone to be celebrated or lifted up or exalted. Biblically speaking, especially in the Proverbs, a fool is in many ways someone to be avoided. In the wisdom literature, and this is from a Bible encyclopedia, in the wisdom literature, and Proverbs are a part of that, the fool or folly are frequent and distinctive words. Their significance is best seen as it's contrasted with wisdom. That's really the flip side of the coin of a fool is a wise person. The significance is seen in best contrast with wisdom, which was the outcome of careful observation and long pondering on actual life. In light of religion and divine revelation, such wisdom was the essence of life, and to be without it, biblically speaking, was to walk in the way of death and destruction. Now notice this final phrase in the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia. It says, fools were thoughtless, careless, conceited, self-sufficient, indifferent to God and His will, and might even oppose and scoff at religion and wise instruction. That's not a funny matter. Fools, biblically speaking, have a very, very serious problem. And we're here this morning to talk about the proverbial fool. Even the picture I chose kind of makes light of it, right? You think of the court jester and laughing about his antics. But let's switch gears just a little bit. If we go through the book of Proverbs, and if you're familiar with that part of the Old Testament, you know wisdom and folly are contrasted there. And it's clear from God's revelation which one ought to be followed, right? We want to be wise. We want to avoid being fools in the eyes of God. But we learn some things about the fool in Proverbs that are important. First of all, fools despise wisdom and knowledge. Part of what Cody read a while ago, the statement was made that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom an instruction. Ever known somebody like that, that you try to teach them something and they don't take it seriously, or they laugh it off, or they refuse to be taught? That's a fool. And we can think about areas in life when that's true, right? How foolish it would be to live a life where you actively oppose learning something. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge." How long? Loving simple-mindedness. Well, there's some blessings to simplicity, but being simple-minded is not a blessing. Fools, it says there, hate knowledge. Now, there's limits to knowledge, right? Knowledge isn't an end-all in itself. In the New Testament, we learn that knowledge can be abused. So we're not holding up knowledge here as the ultimate blessing, but it's vital in our lives and service to God. And to know God, of course, is real eternal life, the Bible tells us. So for a disciple to reach the point where he says, you know, I don't want to learn anything, or I've learned enough, I don't need to learn anymore, that's foolishness in the eyes of God. Fools despise wisdom and knowledge. The Proverbs also tell us that fools fail to control their tongue. That's part of the sitcom of today, right? You know, we laugh at the fool who says something inappropriate, or uses says something in a situation that probably the other response would be expected, but that's why it's funny. Well, we can laugh at some of that, but it's a serious matter. Perhaps you've known a person in life, or maybe again we've been that person in certain situations that have failed to corral the most dangerous part of the body. James tells us is the tongue. It's hard to rein that in. But those who just let the tongue go are fools, according to God. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 18 says, "He who conceals hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool." You see, loose lips do more than sink ships, don't they? They destroy lives. They wreck relationships. It's foolishness, according to God. Spreading lies about someone else. Gossiping. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 2 says, "The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools spouts folly." It's almost like the mouth runneth over. You know, a foolish person just goes on and on about foolish things, and it always causes trouble. Proverbs 18 verses 6 and 7. Listen to this. It says, "A fool's lips bring strife, and his mouth calls for blows." You ever had a friend like that where you want to just smack them because they can't control their tongue? Or you've been that kind of person that needed smacked? "A fool's lips bring strife, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul." See, there you get the soul tied into this foolishness, and that's what makes it dangerous. We've all said things we regret, but to make a lifetime of that, or to make that's your profession in life, that's dangerous. That's foolishness. Fools fail to control their tongue. It's a big job, but with God's help, we can do it. And to just throw caution to the wind and let the mouth runneth over is foolishness. Thirdly, fools refuse to listen to others. Maybe this ties into the wisdom and knowledge that we talked about initially. But fools have this propensity to not listen to wise counsel. That feeds their foolishness. Proverbs 12 verse 15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel." Ever talked to a person like that was always right? You know, maybe you're right a lot of the time, but nobody is perfectly right. But a fool doesn't pay any attention to that, right? I'm right. I'm the standard of what ought to be right and wrong. And part of that comes when we're foolish enough not to listen to someone else. Nobody has all the answers, in spite of what they may tell you. We need to listen to other people. As that verse there says, it's the wise man who listens to counsel, and the opposite of that is true for the fool. The fool doesn't do that, and it causes all kinds of grief. Proverbs 15 and verse 5 says, a fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is sensible. See, the sensible thing to do is listen to dad and mom or grandpa or grandma or a friend who knows better than you do. That's the sensible thing to do. A fool, though, says, nah, not going to go there, not going to do that. I'm going to reject someone trying to help me not be so foolish. Then Proverbs 18 and verse 2 says, a fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind. Now, by the way, the proverb writer here, in connection with a lot of ancient Bible writings, is heaping it on the him and he, all right? But, you know, the fairer sex can be foolish as well, so you can insert her here in this as well. But a fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his or her own mind. Not listening to someone else. I want to hear what I have to say. I want to hear my take on the matter. May be right, may not be right, but a fool doesn't care. I don't want to listen and maybe get rid of some of my foolishness. The Proverbs tell us that fools are controlled by their emotions. Now, emotions are an important part of life. We're not saying all emotions are evil, but to be ruled in life by our emotions is a dangerous, foolish way to live. Notice how it said in Proverbs 12, verse 16. It says, a fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man conceals dishonor. It's foolish to have a hair trigger with anger, to not learn how to control our anger in life. It displays itself in the world in a lot of different ways, but there's no doubt about a fool's anger, right? It's right there, ready to blow up. That emotion is let run wild in a fool's life. Proverbs 20 and verse 3 says, keeping away from strife is an honor for a man, but any fool will quarrel. Okay? There are those that just love to argue. And there are certain things that need to be argued about, but not endlessly. It's a fool who, you know, quarrels about everything. It's an honor for a man, it says, to keep away from strife. You know, biblically speaking, we ought to avoid that if possible. Now, not all strife is avoidable, but that doesn't mean we don't strive to work things out in an honorable way. But a fool says, I don't care about that. I'm going to let my emotions rule the moment. Then Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool always loses his temper, but a wise man holds it back. Now, it's keying in here on the emotion of anger, but you can insert any other emotion, human emotion, into that framework there. And any emotion that we refuse to let God help us rein in a godly way is a dangerous emotion. We can't be controlled by that, or we're foolish, according to God. We also learn that fools don't take evil seriously. And again, as I started out by saying, you know, there in our day and time and in our culture, you know, we almost celebrate that kind of foolishness that makes a mockery of evil things. Proverbs 10 verse 23 says, doing wickedness is like a sport to a fool, and so is wisdom to a man of understanding. Doing wickedness is like a sport to a fool. We all end up participating in some forms of wickedness, right? That's just our, you know, the sin that we continue to battle in life. But there's different, I sense a difference there between that battle in life and the person who just throws caution to the wind and says, you know what, I enjoy this. It's like a sport to me. That's a foolish person. Proverbs 13 verse 19 says, desire realized is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to turn away from evil. You know, the Proverbs speak of what's an abomination to God. Seven things God hates, and he goes through that list. Lying lips and several other things. There are things in our world that are abominations, according to God, but turning away from evil is not one of them. But we learn in Proverbs 13, verse 19, that to a fool, turning away from evil is an abominable thing. That's a bad attitude about sin and evil. Proverbs 14, verse 9 says, fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is goodwill. Again, the entertainment culture in our society today, you know, we could perhaps label most of that as foolishness because we make a mockery of sin. Light masquerading, or darkness masquerading as light. That's the work of Satan. And Satan will enlist the help of fools in our world to accomplish his ends. Proverbs 14 in verse 16 says, a wise man is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless. And again, in context there, it would be in connection with evil. A fool is arrogant and careless. It's like, you know, playing with a bomb. If we would imagine evil as a bomb, you know, the fool is a person who, instead of, you know, beads of sweat trying to defuse the bomb, he just reaches in there with a screwdriver and messes around. He doesn't care what happens. Finally, fools are bad companions, and this might be the duh moment, right? After all we've talked about this morning, what God says about a fool, this would almost go without saying, but Proverbs says it anyway. Fools are dangerous people to hang around. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. You don't have to be a PhD to see where this road is going to go. And again, maybe you can think back in life, you've had a few foolish friends, or maybe we've been that foolish friend. And where did it lead? Nowhere good. Now, do fools need the gospel? Yeah. So we don't lock up fools away from society, but they need to be helped. But to pick fools as being the people you chum around with and form the closest relationship is a dangerous thing. Proverbs 14, verse 7 says, leave the presence of a fool, or you will not discern words of knowledge. So what does that imply? You know, foolishness is almost like a virus. You hang around foolish people enough, and guess what happens? I start to absorb some of that foolishness. I begin to act foolishly. Fools are bad companions. Let me encourage you to not be a fool. You know, it's easy to say and hard to do in our culture, but don't be a fool. I need to avoid foolishness, and I want to encourage you to avoid foolishness. You hear things like what the Proverbs tells us about the fool, and you say, yeah, that makes sense, but living it out in our daily lives can be difficult. Don't be a fool. We need to be the type of people who seek godly wisdom and knowledge. Not as an end in and of itself, but we need to learn from God what true wisdom is. That wisdom, if you will, is the biblical antidote for foolishness. And we need a healthy dose of it. Let's be people who seek godly wisdom and instruction. Let's be people who learn to control our tongue, as difficult as it may be. Learn to maybe not say the first thing that comes to mind. Think through what we say. We didn't spend time this morning, but the Proverbs has a lot to say about our words. Go through a concordance and look that up. There's all kinds of guidance there for controlling our tongues in a godly instead of a foolish way. Let's be people who listen to the wise counsel of others. Or on the other hand, let's be that person who is willing to offer wise counsel to someone who needs to hear it. That's dangerous work, by the way. You know, offering counsel to a fool, you got to tread carefully. There's a couple of places in the Proverbs talks about don't answer a fool according to his folly. Then it turns around and says to do that. So it's hazardous territory, but they need to hear it, or we need to hear it. But let's learn to listen to wise counsel. Again, there's not a one of us who knows it all. We can learn from others. And if we don't, we'll become foolish. Let's be the type of people who refuse to be a slave to our emotions. God has a place for emotions in life. Emotionless religion is a dead thing. But to be ruled by our emotions is a roller coaster that threatens to throw us off the track. We don't have to be its slave. It's foolish to be like the fool who throws caution to the wind and uses emotions as a tool to hurt others. Let's be the type of people who recognize evil as the real threat it is. In contrast to our culture that says that there's really no right or wrong, and evil is just a construct of the human mind as it's evolved over the centuries and of millennia, that's not clear thinking. The Bible is clear about evil as a threat, as a danger. It's not something to mock at like a fool would do. Let's be people who recognize it for what it is and act accordingly. And finally, let's be the type of people who are the right kind of companion. You know, fools make a bad companion in life. They're not a reliable guide. May we encourage ourselves, beginning today, to be that kind of person. Again, you may know a fool. Maybe you're friends with a fool, or maybe you're that friend. We need to be proactive in changing that. Whatever side of the relationship we're on, God offers counsel. Read the book of Proverbs. Read it over and over again. You say, I want to avoid foolishness. I don't want to be a fool. The book of Proverbs is full of wise counsel from God that would provide a roadmap for avoiding foolishness. Don't be a fool. God doesn't want you or I to be a fool. There's enough fools in the world without God's people being branded as such. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your wisdom this morning, and we live in a world in many ways that encourages foolishness, and Lord, help us to avoid being caught up in that vortex of life. May we be wise and discerning people as we seek to be your example to the world around us. And Lord, help us to help others avoid the dangers that we've talked about. In Jesus' name we pray.